full August general election but focuses on party and local government seats. The most adept people are so silent because reached their final in Germany. Economists. In international news, Japanese opposition and businesses angry about social media bans. And in sports news, Copa Plus assistant coach Charles Halliburton charges Peru over the final tomorrow. Up front and reliable news of the day, my name is Fernanda Malenga. Opposition National Democratic Congress has conceded defeat before vote counts in the August general election. The party says it stands no chance to form government this year, but instead it is focusing on securing parliamentary local government representation. Party President Saboy Imbuela says the NDC is taking a realistic approach, acknowledging that it does not currently have the financial capacity to mobilize across 466 constituencies in time to mount a nationwide presidential campaign. She explains that the NDC has been conducting provincial assemblies as part of the preparation for its national convention, which will elect new national leadership in line with the constitutional requirements for participation in general elections. Speaking on the political podcast, Ms. Imbuela added that these internal processes demonstrate that the party is structured and organized ahead of the 2026 polls. However, she stresses that the NDC's main objective in the upcoming elections is to secure members of parliament and councillors, stating that the party is targeting at least 10 parliamentary seats. Through those, she says even securing between 3 and 7 seats would be considered progress. She emphasizes that the NDC does not want to remain without representation in parliament after August. Ms. Imbuela further states that she does not see any single opposition leader currently mobilizing nationwide in a manner that guarantees a presidential victory in 2026.
The NDC is in all the 10 provinces of the country. We are in many districts, but not all of them. We are in many constituencies, but not all of them. So based on that, when it comes to the presidency, I don't see us winning the presidency, okay? But as political parties, we need to be strategic. One of the things that we discussed as a central committee, we say we want to have members of parliament in this current parliament as NDC. So we need MPs, we need councillors. And we have been saying, even if we have just even 3 to 7 MPs, it's okay. Let's work towards that. So the number we're working on is 10. Let's target 10. So when we drop 3 and 5, even if we're 3, it's okay. We don't want to be a party without an MP after August. We don't want that. You know, so that's our strategy. So our participation in the 2026 elections as NDC is not mainly because we want to win as president. No, we don't have the money to go around the country right now in all 156 constituencies.
In a separate development, opposition New Focus Party President Ritual Siamulele has pledged for sweeping reforms in Zambia's National Assembly, including the use of local languages in parliamentary debates and the removal of what he describes as idols from parliament buildings. Speaking on the Parasan Breakfast Show, Dr. Siamulele questioned why English remains the sole language of debate in the House, saying it creates a barrier between members of parliament and the citizens they represent. Drawing from his time as former member of parliament of Sinazongwe, he said about 70% of his former constituents do not understand English. He argued that while politicians campaign in local languages such as Lozi and Bemba, they switch to English once elected, distancing themselves from voters. Dr. Siamulele pledged that under his leadership, the New Focus Party would push for reforms to allow lawmakers to debate in their languages spoken by their constituents. He also called for the removal of certain traditional symbols and artifacts within parliament, describing them as dead animals and idols. He said there is need for what he termed a mental adjustment in how such symbols are viewed, arguing that people should not bow to objects. Dr. Siamulele says the proposal forms part of the broader plan to modernize parliamentary traditions and align them with Zambia's contemporary identity.
The parliament is a household representative. Those guys who are in parliament, like myself, I came from Sazon. I was representing the people in Sazon, and 70% of the people there in Sazon do not understand English. How am I representing the MC? They cannot understand what I'm saying. Am I a people to trust? No! When you go and campaign there, in Sifunaboy, in Kanchiria, in Sambon, you use Mozi, you use Bemba. But when you come into parliament, you use English. So let's speak the language of our own people that we are representing, that they can understand that yes, this is what we sent this man to go and see. So for us, we shall use our own language. There will be serious reforms in Parliament there. Even those symbols that you, those the animals that you are putting in Parliament, they are those idols. They are doing nothing. That's idol worship. That is wrong. We need reforms, please. We need mental adjustment.
In another development, economic and governance analyst Kelvin Chisanga says Zambia's domestic debt market requires technical reprofiling to ensure stability. In a statement on Thursday, Chisanga remarked that transparency in bond and treasury bill auction is vital for investor confidence. He observed that the structure of borrowing matters more than the sheer volume of issuance. The economist declared that non-resident participation must be carefully monitored to avoid excessive foreign exposure. Mr. Chisanga explained that concentrated maturities could place pressure on the Kwacha and foreign reserves. He noted that comparing auction bids with allotments reveals whether borrowing aligns with fiscal discipline. The economist emphasized that enhanced disclosure strengthens market discipline and policy coordination. Mr. Chisanga asserted that sustainable debt management depends on both transparency and structural balance. In a separate development, Axis Bank Zambia has contributed 500,000 kwacha towards hosting the Zambia Air Force ZAF Expo and Marathon, a flagship initiative aimed at raising 6 million kwacha to support the vulnerable, reaffirming the financial institution's dedication to supporting impactful community initiatives countrywide. Axis Bank Zambia Managing Director Inyenya Nyogu says the sponsorship underscores the bank's strong belief that meaningful development is achieved through partnerships that uplift vulnerable communities and create inclusive opportunities. Scheduled for 6 to 7 March 2026 in Ndola, the ZAF Expo Marathon is a purpose-driven initiative aimed at raising 6 million kwacha to rehabilitate Mitanda House for the aged and procure desks for learners at Ndola Lions School of the Disabled. Mr. Nwangu notes such interventions speak to restoring dignity, improving learning environments, and strengthening social support systems for those who need it most, adding that such undertaking reflects strong organizational leadership at ZAF and reflects a clear vision to bring together the defense forces, private sector, SMEs, sports enthusiasts,